never ever clean the floors. When the kids complain, they are just scared and you're too far. But you smoke your chest of fears to keep the secrets to yourself. Cause admissions and effective lie, cause I knew nothing at all. Lives on the road in a rundown coach. Next door to that stoner couple with a baby living brooch. Her mama be just missing all of her front teeth. When I was 25, when I learned it wasn't from eating sweets. Never ever ever do to the Lord, you never ever clean the floors. When the kids complain of it all, she's scared and you're too far. But you smoke your chest of fears to keep the secrets to yourself. Cause admission's an effective lie, cause I knew nothing at all. But it can still run all night. One day he staggered around the park, the key gonna fall. Let it in a little chewing him, but just stop all night with a Mexican speedball. Take your control, fix yourself when you know damn well you won't. Fix up the car and pay the bills till you lose track and then you don't. But you pass out on the couch, you keep the secrets to yourself. Cause admission's an effective lie, cause I knew nothing at all.
That was so worth all this fucking bullshit.
That was hot.
Oh my God,
fuck
that was
yeah.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Dust Bowl Salesman on the Worst Little Podcast.
Who wants to be baby?
Torino, the biggest little city in the world, American cradle of liberty.
Look at you, you're a freak.
What are we alive for, except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Mr. Dowd has evening off. It's me, your host, Nick Ramirez. High above, the biggest little music scene in the world.
Woo.
Broadcasting at the Dogwater Studios. It's the Worst Little Podcast. And I'm joined with Cadillac Kim. I got Dogwater Dick in the back. I got Ragebot, I got Ryan James, I got Josh, all here to do some music called the Dust Bowl. What?
Dust Bowl Salesman.
Yeah.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
And I can't wait to hear it, you guys, because I'm going to leave right now. I got to go.
Oh, my God. Bye. Bye, Nick. Bye.
All right. Bye.
Tell I'm going to go I've... see the James with Boss's Daughter and Teenage Bottle Rocket.
Yeah.
We were supposed to be ready so Nick could leave ages ago.
I've now managed to chase away two hosts and two shows.
I'm really looking forward to you, too. I'm really looking forward to hearing it.
All right. Bye, Nick. Tell Mikey hi, and I'll see you soon.
All right. Bye.
Bye. And...
Hey!
Yay!
I did that one faster than the previous time too.
We cut for a minute, right? Nick?
Right,
Rick. Okay.
Well, no, I mean, I think Rory left within like 5 minutes of showing up.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Nick actually stayed longer.
Thanks, man. I'm so sorry.
Take care, man.
Don't talk to the host that's leaving off mic. That's so unprofessional.
Oh wait, you're not recording all this, are you?
Oh yeah.
Oh goddamn it!
Are you kidding?
Shit!
This is the show, you
well,
guys.
Well, while we are waiting for Rachel to set up next to us, who is going to be my co-host, unbeknownst to her until she got here. Rachbot from Failure Machine and Buster Blue is here with us in the studio.
And now we're going to play a different song because I just broke a string on my...
Oh, no.
Did you just break it?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Dude, no more slide.
I want the audience to know that everything has gone wrong.
Everything has gone wrong. Yeah.
Like,
from the second we all got here today, it's been...
There's 100 elements to this show, and like 40 things have gone wrong. And we are still here for you. We're fighting to get you this show.
But yeah, I mean, that first song, totally.
At least it lasted for that.
So you seriously broke a string too?
Yeah, and it broke the tuning pegs too. So
so we're like, there's no coming back from that.
So
was there another slide song?
Yeah, but not now.
Right, fucking A.
That's rock and roll.
This is awesome. It's gonna be great.
All right, well, getting this train back on the tracks. I am here with Rachel.
Hello.
Rachel.
Hello.
We haven't had you in here in a hot minute.
I'm happy to be here.
It's been a couple of years. You were last here on the show for our Women's March episodes. Well, I guess a year ago in March.
Yeah.
So I guess it's been a year.
Which was really amazing.
It was honestly, your show was really one of my favorites that we've ever done. So, hey, welcome back.
Speaking of Mikey.
Yeah. Oh, and Mikey was here too.
She was here. That was when
God,
I first
that was
met
such
her.
A good show.
She's incredible.
That was the first time you met Mikey?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I feel so bad for you that you didn't know her before.
Same. I feel the same. She's incredible.
She is like the most amazing human ever. Hi, Mikey. You don't listen to this. Nobody's like spouses or partners listen to this show, but hi. Yeah, anyway. And then downstairs we've got Ryan James and Jeff. Do you guys want to say hi? Introduce yourselves.
Just hi. A monogram, Jeff.
We've been...
I don't know your last
it's
name.
It's okay. Jeff Nicholson is
Jeff
Nicholson. With the beard.
Nicholson. Yeah.
Jeff with
Jeff
the giant
with the beard.
Yep.
We've been quarantined downstairs because they're worried that our problems are contagious.
Right.
Yes, it's true. I mean, you've got 99 problems.
What? And, yeah.
And a broken string is one.
Right.
Well, it broke a tuning peg too.
So now
the shift is blamed from me to Jeff because Jeff forgot his cymbals and we got started late. And now the blame's on Ray LaMontagne because I think the tuning of Ray LaMontagne's song is too tight.
It literally busted
a tuning peg off my guitar.
That's what you get for doing a cover. That's what you get for doing a cover, man.
Yeah. So now I literally
did you piss off. Like
I have we have a show on Saturday. I now have to take my slide guitar into the shop tomorrow. We're supposed to be practicing on Wednesday.
Oh shit!
Yep.
Well, fuck. Well, this is going to be Ray LaMontagne's fault. This is the name of the show. So,
but don't make it sound like it's all just them. I plugged in two mics to the wrong holes.
Oh,
like what else went wrong? Oh, a battery died.
Wrong holes, Rick.
Hey,
you know, a lot of times it's the wrong hole, but isn't it really the right hole?
There you go.
You know what I mean?
Gauge out.
Dude. And then the distortion pedal's battery died.
Yeah.
And it was brand new.
That's right.
What else went wrong? Oh, one of the cables was making a clicky noise.
Right.
Yeah.
It's ghosts. Okay,
oh, wait.
Guys,
oh, yeah,
it's ghosts.
And your microphone for your harmonica broke.
Right.
And
it
I had an extra.
Oh, shit. I got to get that fixed, too. God damn it.
I swear to God, dude. This is the show that almost didn't happen, you guys.
That's not to mention the fact that this was supposed to be I pitched this as a super group jam between the Grim Tones, us, and Failure Machine.
Oh,
and
so
you have to look at my ugly face.
I Failure Machine the shit out of it.
Dude, as bad as this is right now, it was supposed to be more complicated.
Right. Richard's like, I am going to do the booking from now on.
Oh, I can't stop Reno Madness.
Yeah, this wasn't my fault, guys.
I learned a long time ago. You right, got to just roll with it. They call up and they're like, there's a 600 things in a mariachi band. You just got to be like, okay.
It's rock and roll.
Mariachi band would be cool.
I'm only putting one mic on the mariachi band, but we will do this. Fuck.
Oh, man.
But dude, shit, that first song that before that string broke was fucking amazing.
Fucking awesome. So,
yeah. Thank you, guys.
When, dude, when the fucking harmonica came on, I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, I thought done, and I almost, introduced you guys, and then, there was more, and I was like, oh, shit.
I had to pick up the mic.
Badass.
That was awesome.
That's Jeff's first song, pretty much.
It was my third song that I wrote. I wrote it three months ago.
We don't tell people. We don't tell people about the other two songs.
That's amazing.
Why? Are they bad?
No, I don't know.
They are.
Are they horribly racist?
They're not. Yeah, right.
Do you make fun of handicapped people?
Do you make fun of people in movie theaters?
Yeah. Right. That's a callback.
That's an inside joke from Ryan's last appearance on
I
this
only
podcast.
Do. I'm never getting invited back again. It's never happening.
Well, we'll just know that if you're coming, it's cursed.
Yeah.
You're just bad juju.
Last time wasn't your fault.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. So Jeff and I used to play together back in the day. We've actually played in two other bands. And then he moved away, and then I made him an uncle of my kid, and that's a whole other story.
Uncle? Or?
That would mean you'd have to have sex with his sister. I don't understand.
Through marriage, actually.
Yeah, through marriage.
Okay.
I did a thing that made a kid, and then he was the uncle of that
with
kid.
My first wife's sister.
Right. Yeah. And so anyways, we haven't talked to each other in a long time, and then he came back. Torino, and he's like, hey, let's play some more. And, oh, yeah, I play guitar now. And, oh, yeah, I write songs now. Yeah. And, oh, yeah, I can all of a sudden sing, which I never knew was possible. But that was him singing. I was like, shit, maybe you should be the lead singer. Jesus.
So that's how Dust Bowl Salesman came to be. Because you, Ryan, were doing solo stuff.
Yeah.
Basically.
Well, it was because the last show I was here where I chased, people off, we had a super group put together, and then half of that super group said, hey, let's still do this thing. And then Jeff came back, and so now we've just got this little bluegrassy, I don't even know what we are anymore, because we have rock and bluegrass and blues, and
it's a blues fusion.
Dude, shouldn't everybody just be beyond labels?
Right.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
So,
let's be
So that's how that happened.
I mean, but you want people to know what you're doing, but
right.
Yeah, no, it's awesome, and I've seen a lot of videos of you guys. I've seen you play once, which is really rad. Y'all are great live, and
thank you.
Yeah, do we want to do one more song?
Oh yeah, we can do.
We
are
more than one more.
Yeah, of course we do.
Well, okay, not just one more.
All right, yeah, no, we'll do
nine more songs.
She's like, let's only have them do one. Let's try to get out of this. All right, so now we're gonna do a loop pedal that we did for the first time ever today. So we'll see. That's bound to go right?
Oh, yeah, it's going to go perfectly.
There's no way this could go wrong.
There's no way you're going to break a string or
just be terrible
at rhythm. The computer's not recording. There's no way. There's just no way.
All right. Let's play music.
Let's try to do that.
Possibly happen.
Yeah. All right. We'll see what the song is called first.
Oh, the wait around, which you've been waiting for. All right.
Yeah, all right, here we go.
Wait around. That's all Rachel's been doing all night.
Oh, no.
Yeah, there's another person here. We'll
happily
get to
waiting.
We'll get to Rachel in a second.
All right, here we go. One, two, three, four.
The questions roll in. You've got a heart, I've got a sin. Let's put them in cages and hold them against their will.
one side of the net. Push any further with Eastern almost dead. Progress for progress, cross the fighting time. Wrecking ball that crushes all in between the lines. To revolution, restitution, restitution too. Just look for all the splash points you use to justify your dissatisfaction's hot reaction to the other side. And what did we start? How does it end? The answers come short when the questions roll in. You got a sword, I've got a pen. Let's put them to paper, see which one will win. One will win. Where did we start? How does it end? The answers come short when the questions roll in. Where did we start? How does it end? The answers come short when the questions roll in.
Damn.
Woo. That was some like swampy bluegrass.
Yeah, I like that.
Swamp grass.
See, now normally
genre.
Normally we have a banjo player who's a really good guitar player. Ooh. He plays a guitar.
Oh, he rips on that song.
He rips it.
Yeah.
So, but I
would love to hear banjo with that song, actually.
And there's definitely fiddle. And there's
ooh,
fiddle. Yeah,
damn.
We have banjo, fiddle.
So who else is in your band that's not here? So we've got Jeff Nichols.
Well, so
Nicholson. And then Ryan James.
It's a dad band.
A dad band.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's Jeff, Joe, Jeb. And then Ryan.
Jeff, Joe, Jeb, and then Ryan.
And then Autumn, who's an honorary dad.
Oh, sweet.
She's not a dad at all, but she's just an honorary dad. We have her wear a mustache and stuff. But
oh.
So we have, what, 15 kids in this band?
Oh,
let's see.
My
five, your two.
Jeb's got two
girls.
Honestly, it sounds like you're starting a cult. It doesn't really sound like you're starting a band.
Yeah. We're going to put a creepy chorus of kids in one of the songs.
We live in a compound out by Fernley.
He does live in a compound.
Ryan does live in a compound.
Well, so does Jeff. Jeff
yeah,
lives on
live in a compound.
He literally does.
I live on an acre.
With his five kids and like his parents and other.
These guys are both homesteaders, everybody at
yes,
home.
Yes, we are.
I have some Flavorite if you want it. Remember, at Jonestown, it wasn't actually Kool-Aid. It was Flavorite.
That's right.
Not a lot of people know that.
If they could see Jeff,
Kool-Aid.
They'd know.
They're going to go, oh, yeah, Manson, right there.
Yeah. If they could see the two of us.
Just because he's got a beard. Guys.
Just because he's got a swastika carved into his forehead.
No, it's not.
Dude, this sounds so cool. And I want the audience to know, normally we separate fucking everything. We put the drums downstairs, the guitar cabinets upstairs in the hallway, the singers in the room all sealed off. We didn't do any of that shit this week. They're sitting like 5 feet away from each other with the vocal mics, and the cabinets are all right there.
I could almost
it's
kiss
fucking,
him.
It's so.
It sounds amazing.
Well, it's only because I haven't
so
seen
cool.
him. I haven't seen him for 2 months because he went on his honeymoon and I went on a trip to Italy.
Fucking Italy for 4 weeks.
Oh my
so we decided to play new songs that we've never played today and practice it for 5 minutes before we got here. And then like, we need to see each other. So
it sounds
you're
amazing.
Doing pretty good.
God, that's awesome.
And also, so the audience is aware, usually the hosts are upstairs with the singer or in half of the band. And so now it's just me and Rachel up here in the studio by ourselves.
Yeah. Hi, Rachel.
Hello. Hi.
We're Rachel. Pulling, like,
Rachel's here.
I'm here too.
How are you, Rachel?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, absolutely. Everything sounds amazing. It sounds so good.
My favorite part about Rachel hosting this show is she literally didn't even know why she was coming here.
I had no clue.
Well, I mean, after a little bit of digging, we figured out why she was going to be here. It's because you guys are here to promote your show on Saturday at West Street Market.
Right.
correct?
Yes. Rachel, who are you going to be with? What's going on there?
I will be playing with Failure Machine, Clint Philbin and Spencer Kilpatrick.
Sexually.
Yeah. That's a cool, that's we'll a cool band name, by the way.
Yeah. Thanks. Yeah, founded here at Dogwater Studios.
Yes.
That name.
On the band name.
Yeah, one of the only bands.
On the fridge.
I think one of the only bands ever that really did choose their name off the list on the fridge.
And they, man, they stuck with it. I think we still have 4,000 stickers. Clint got a deal on stickers. And so we
have. You can never change
the
name. Yeah,
we haven't. Yeah, we can never change it.
Not until the stickers run out.
Exactly.
Oh, I love Failure Machine. You guys are awesome. That was
amazing. Yeah.
So this show is actually happening because I was like, we needed a show. And I was like, I've been talking to Spencer forever. He's like, I want to play with you guys so bad.
Oh, cool.
And so it's been like a year that I've been bugging him. Hey, you want to play? Hey, you want to play?
Oh, my gosh.
Like after the last show, I've been trying to hook up a show with you guys.
Really?
And so now we're doing it. And the Grim Tones are joining us.
That's awesome. That's going to be such a fun
night. We all know they suck.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I'm excited. It's going to be so fun.
And I feel so bad for the sound man.
Oh my gosh.
All I'm thinking. Whoever's running that, you better fucking tip that dude. Because you guys are a pain in the ass.
Todd South is doing it for free.
Oh my God. You mean Saint Todd South?
Saint Todd.
Jesus God.
Just much like this show, I just like texted him, a couple days before the show's happening. He said, hey, we need a sound guy. And he said, I'll do it.
Aww,
and I said, well, you're because you're a cool dude.
Well, he basically lives there.
Todd is running the weekly Sunday open mics there, right?
Yeah. And it's a cool open mic. You guys should go and check that out on Sundays at West Street Market.
What time is it?
It's every second and fourth Sunday.
From like 5 to 8 or something like that.
Oh, so it's nice and early on a Sunday.
Yeah, it's like a family thing. Okay. And there's a lot of good, talented people that go there.
Oh, God. The last time I went there, it was Grim Tones Acoustic. And then right after them was this guy that had a ukulele and a hat and did the most fucked up, hilarious covers of all these weird songs.
Oh, that's awesome.
And a song about how he lost a song and his lyrics got torn into shreds in his dryer and how he had to get all the song lyrics out of the little bits of paper in the screen that was meant to catch the lint.
Oh, my God.
I don't remember his name, but I was mesmerized.
Can we have him on the show?
That would be mesmerized.
I love that.
And I'm such a shithead. I should have fucking asked him because he would have been an amazing show.
Yeah, Rick, how dare you? It's not like you don't do anything around here.
I should do more. So you guys, I don't want to fucking like distract from everything.
Please
but
do.
Dogwater Studios has had a terrible issue this year.
Oh, no.
With chipmunks.
Oh,
no, it's not chipmunks. It's squirrels.
Right.
Squirrels.
They have tails. Holy shit, you guys. We have been overrun with squirrels.
I like your Facebook post about how you caught one and you thought your problem was over.
This is it.
Yeah, that's right.
This is it. We had one. There's always been one. And you would see him scamper underneath, and he lives underneath the deck in the backyard. And you would see him scamper underneath, and you'd see him once in a while, and a couple things would get chewed up, but it wasn't too bad. And then this fucking year, there were babies. I was so frustrated. They ate everything, you guys. They ate everything. Dude, the cornflowers, I planted a ton of cornflowers. Every sprout came up, they ate them all. They ate all the sunflowers. They smashed everything. They ripped up all the bulbs. I bought plants and put them in pots out back, and they just chewed them all down to nothing.
Rampage. Oh my gosh.
Are you sure you didn't mistake Jeff for the squirrels?
Has Jeff been coming over doing that shit?
Jeff's living under the deck.
I need to get a slightly larger trap. I got so frustrated, I went on Amazon and I began to type squirrel, and then before I got to the next word, which was going to be poison, it said repellent.
Oh, like, there you go.
Was there a question mark after repellent?
Repellent. Fuck. So I tried
possibly
repellent.
A happier word than poison.
I bought a noisy box that's supposed to scare them away, and it didn't work at all. I sent it back.
Goodness.
And then I got
Rick,
a live
your box
trap.
Didn't scare it?
It didn't scare them at all. They didn't care about the box. So they didn't care about my box at all.
Aww.
So you guys, I bought a live trap, and I've been trapping squirrels like left and right.
I did that with mice.
I've caught four.
Really?
Oh, I caught a little mouse got trapped in it this morning.
Oh, no.
It was a little tiny little baby brown mouse, and I'm like, I'm so sorry, little dude, for scaring the shit out of you like this.
Yeah.
But
did you let it back out?
Oh yeah,
where
I'm like,
are you letting
like,
them out?
Oh, the mouse, I was just like, oh, you can live here.
You can.
I don't.
Stay.
You're fine. you do whatever you do, little mouse.
Cute.
I love you.
Let's not talk about mice. I have a giant haunted house at my place on my compound. I do a giant haunted house in this old barn that I got. It's huge. And anyways, I built like this giant like cave system throughout for kids to walk through, and it's all made out of foam. Well, I got a mouse. It's about 2 years ago during the Hauntavirus situation.
Oh, God.
I got a massive infestation, and I had to cancel the haunted house and rip everything out. I killed 200 mice in a week.
Jesus Christ.
Wow.
They were just waiting to like gang up.
How did you kill them? Was it like snap traps? Everything.
The worst one was though. The worst one was once I was clearing all that out and I was cleaning it, I was like, there's something else in here because this is not a mouse poop. And look at it, I had a little roof on the caves and some stuff cluttered up there. And I looked underneath it. And there was a pack rat in there that was the size of a goddamn cat. Like, the thing was huge because I had chickens in this barn, and it was eating all the food and drinking the water, and it got huge. So I was like, I ain't going to get this because I was using big traps. It wasn't going to get it with the trap. Yeah. And so I had to get rid of it. Maybe PETA's going to get on my ass about this. But so I got my I don't have a gun. I don't, you know, I had my son's slingshot. Went in to go get it with the slingshot. But, you know, a little karma, I snapped the slingshot up, but it was a very small area to get to it, and I couldn't find the BB, so I used a rock, and I slingshot it. The rock hit the wall, bounced back, hit me in the face, and knocked me off the ladder.
That is such a Ryan story.
So awesome. Why would PETA be mad about you hurting yourself
like that?
Oh, my gosh. This is an everyday Ryan James story, just so you know.
How are you even life still alive?
And now they're realizing what's really going on downstairs with the broken everything is that you just invited Ryan into your studio.
All right. Oh,
the glue traps are the worst. I can't imagine.
You have to stop them or do something.
I thought the glue traps were the worst. They also have the ones where you just get a regular bucket, and then there's a ramp and for them to walk up, and then they fall off into the bucket, and you put water in the bottom of it.
Yeah, they drown.
I've heard of those.
I saw that online. Well, I've heard of people doing that, but now there's a kit online that you can attach to the side of a bucket.
Holy shit.
You know what? The glue traps are worse because if you have a giant infestation, the mice eat the mice.
Yeah.
Like the mice that are stuck and they eat them.
Yeah.
Whoa. Can we not talk about
this? Yeah, let's move on now. That's my fault. That's my haunted house. We'll move off of that.
I did not know
this was
that.
This was a really long story about varmint.
Yeah, we got to fill the show with something.
Really got into it.
I mean, it's hard when Rory's not here because, you know, he talks a lot. So
we all have to talk twice as much. Just
we
to,
do.
Like,
we have to talk twice as much.
As bad as Rory.
So what's Rachel been up to lately?
Well, I mean, I don't know, like not as much as trapping squirrels. I'm just trying to play music everywhere I go, trying to just go out and be a saxophone player also and play solo and play with Failure Machine and maybe some Buster Blue here and there. And
yeah, Buster Blue's got a show coming up that I'm really excited about.
Shit.
Yeah. It's the Loudest Folk Anniversary Party at Revision in, when is it, September?
September 7th.
September 7th.
Yeah.
Yes. And then before that, you've got a show with Spike McGuire.
Correct. Yeah. Up in Tahoe at Valhalla.
Yes. We talked about Valhalla when Spike
was.
We were talking earlier about how, like, when Spike was on the show, like, you actually looked up and read all of the history of the Valhalla Boathouse,
so cool.
Like, showroom.
It sounds like it's just a badass
venue.
It looks fucking awesome. Yeah. I've never been there, but I've got tickets to that show. It's going to be Rachel, Spike, Brian Jones. And then from Dead Winter Carpenters,
Jenny and Jesse.
Yeah. Yes. So I got tickets for that. So I will be up there
that'll
at the end
be
of
a
August.
Fun one. Yeah.
Yeah. So that'll be fun.
God,
yeah.
That is so amazing. Okay.
Yeah. Is that it?
Yeah.
That's kind of it
for a little bit. Yeah. Just kind of working on writing and maybe even like some kind of saxophone instrumental thing. I'm just trying to kind of branch off into whatever.
You've got some
be a saxophone player. Yeah.
You've got some new songs you've written too, though, right?
I do. Yeah, I have some new solo songs, and Spencer just recorded the first songs I ever wrote, and I finally put those out. So last time I came here, I had nothing online.
Yeah.
So now I got four songs.
Yeah, that's right. What's the name of the EP called?
Apricot Trees.
Yeah. That's right. And it's on Bandcamp?
Yes, correct.
It's
on Bandcamp, on Spotify.
I will link that on our blog.
And it's under your name?
It's under my name, yes. Rachel with an A-E-L on the end. And then McElhaney.
So not Rachbot.
Not Rachbot, yeah.
I love how you tell us to spell Rachel, but you don't tell us how to spell McElhaney.
Oh, yeah. You got to guess with that one.
I figured it out. No, like it was actually kind of hard. Now my auto correct has like figured out how to spell it.
Oh, nice.
So anytime I come up with an MC anything, it's McElhinney.
Oh, cute. That's so funny.
It's like a real pretty album.
Oh, thank you so much. I like to say that my genre is mellow rage because I'm, I don't know.
Mellow rage.
Mellow rage, yeah. Lullaby rage. Yeah.
Well, did you want to do a song for us?
I could do a little acapella song if you guys wanted to. It's a little less energetic, I suppose, than what's been going on.
let's mellow rage.
Acapella.
We've been raging downstairs. Let's mellow rage upstairs.
Okay.
It's almost like nobody told you'd be playing today.
Right. Well, this song is one I actually haven't even really performed it yet. I mean, you know, being a saxophone player, I haven't spent a ton of time learning to accompany myself. So like a lot of my songs are still a cappella, which I think I even said last time.
Yeah.
But I guess I'll just like give myself a little snap. Can you hear that in the...
Yeah. Maybe we can get a beat downstairs.
Something
cool.
Like that. I'll start it. And if you guys feel anything down there, go for it.
Oh, I think we'll do. I want to hear you sing.
Okay. All right. Old man patrols the local parking lot. Old man washes windows on the cars. Old man take his time for a dime. Old man. Yeah, there we go. Go ahead. Yeah. Old man, please tell me where you're coming from. Old man, oh, how is it that you're not done? Old man. It's a hard climb down from the top, old man. You left your house to swell up in the heat. There was no home, you swallowed up the keys. How can you stand to watch your own foot bleed? Take these sunglasses so that you can see, old man, eating pieces of the moon, old man. You were a boy, she played the spoons. Where did your heart go, old man? Where did your heart go, old man? Sorry. Old man patrols the local parking lot. Old man washes windows on the cars. Old man, it's a hard climb down from the top, old man. Met a bad woman selling good advice on the side road. She said, I'm giving you time to make up your mind. You gotta let go. Fell to the ground. She wouldn't help you up again. She got down next to you, so at least you found your only friend. Gotta be seeing nothing, but there is something I can see. Out in the cold, you're traveling old. Your story sold to me. You better get going now, old man, before the storm comes. I'm just telling you, I know you. You can't see the way the wind blows. Oh, you can't see the way the wind blows. Old man, I see you moving every day. And I know it's been hard to find your way. Old man, you better get going now, old man. You better get going now. Old man patrols the local parking lot. Old man washes windows on the cars. Old man, you better get going now, old man. You better get going now, old man. You better get going now. Oh, nice stop on the tambourine.
Ooh, nice.
We can't even see each other.
They've never jammed before, and they can't see each other.
That was awesome. Thank you.
Dude, that was awesome. Fuck, I love your voice. I always have.
Yeah, thank you so real. Much.
That was
so
really beautiful. Pretty. Yeah.
Thank you.
You've always written amazing songs, too.
Thank you so much.
Sometimes kind of off the wall sort of topics.
Uh-huh.
Like your grandfather's wooden eyeball.
Right.
Et cetera.
Right. The pepper on the cantaloupe.
Yeah, I love that song.
I want you to know, the next time I went to what's the place downtown, Sierra Street, Peg's. Peg's.
Oh, Peg's. Uh-huh.
And Peg's always gives you a piece of cantaloupe. It's
yeah,
a food
yeah.
that you never asked for. I never asked for.
Right, right.
And as soon as it came, I was all, I forget who I was with, but I was like, this is going to look weird, but I have to try
yeah.
this.
Oh.
And I fucking covered it in pepper and
oh
ate
it. Oh my gosh, what did you think?
It was fucking amazing. You know, it was,
that's
I don't,
awesome.
It was such a like a twist because it was sweet.
Yeah.
And it's like peppery.
Like,
and
yeah, whatever pepper dude, tastes like. Yeah.
But I didn't forget and I did it
that
and it was really
so
good.
That is so awesome. Oh, I love that. I'll have to tell my family. I was just down at their house and I wrote that song for us just to remember like everything my grandpa said. And so, of course, they wanted me to sing it and we're just laughing because every little part of it's just something he told us. So they'll get a kick that you tried that.
And I can't believe after all this time, I don't remember how the song went, but I remember it was and brushing your hair outside so that the birds could take
yeah,
the bits of hair and make
yeah.
nests with them.
Oh,
and,
yeah. That was something, too.
The, yeah.
Especially my sister and I with all of our hair, he would definitely make us go outside.
Oh, shit. That's so rad that like that totally stuck with me. So.
Oh, awesome. Oh, I love that.
We should write about like lighter stuff like that, man.
Oh, no.
We write about deep shit.
No,
yeah.
What?
I should write a song about birds nesting in your beard.
Yeah,
that's fun. You
there's
know?
A place for everything. Your,
yeah,
because
my
your
first
stuff is great.
My first song was about my childhood. I mean, that's depressing. You know? Growing up in a trailer park in Carson
is that
City.
The one where you're talking about a speedball? What?
Yeah, oh. yeah. No, my dad was he is an AA and uh-huh. and did meth back then, and just in a just this awful trailer park in Carson City I grew up in.
Oh. Way to bring
where's
it down,
me,
to
age 11 to
drops.
17, and yeah, I mean, I'm like, oh, I should write something lighter. That's better than my dark shit right now.
Where's Riku's?
That's tripping balls.
That's messed up.
All right, yeah, don't forget that. Yeah,
I almost forgot about that crazy shit. Jesus,
oh I feel the need for speed.
She sounds older at
she's
least now.
So cute.
Yeah, she. Yeah.
I snort all the time nowadays.
Dude, when I was here last time that's and that came best. On randomly, like, what the Jesus Christ is going on?
Oh, Riku, we only have a little bit of meth.
We could, like, do half of it right now and half after the show.
Yeah, good plan. Good plan.
Wait, what but about in the morning?
Yeah.
Oh my
save
gosh.
A little bump for the morning.
Jesus.
Oh, my goodness.
So, yeah,
that's
I
the
love
cutest.
Her.
Oh, God.
Oh, my goodness.
I wish I could see Ryan's face right now because he's probably just mortified.
Oh, just,
yeah, that's about right. Just, yeah.
yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Jesus. That's so cute.
She didn't know what she was saying.
I know. I just always wanted a little daughter and never got one. And so
aww.
Just imagining that. Like,
when she was a little kid.
I yeah. love you very much. You know that?
Oh my god. So I'm going to cry. That's so cute.
She's not cute anymore.
I have to poop.
Yeah, that's about right.
That's right now. Oh my gosh, that's
I don't
too
know,
much.
We haven't gotten any drops for the last 2 years, have we, Rick?
Oh, wow.
No, no,
or
well,
at least last year.
Just this last Christmas because she was bad and
she
couldn't
was bad.
Have them. And I had some good stuff I wanted to say. Although one of the things I wanted to say that I talked about on the show, Rory said I can't ever say that. He's never said no. There's one or two that I've never played that are kind of bad.
That are bad? Worse
that are
than what you already play?
Hey, this show,
yeah.
This show's,
because you play a lot of questionable
this
things.
This show's already true. A mess, dude. Just go for
no,
it.
Rory right. won't let it play anymore.
Oh, okay.
Right. Oh, my God.
Are you a squirter?
What the hell is wrong with you?
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
Okay, that could mean anything, okay, you guys?
It could mean anything.
Yeah, you know.
It could mean anything.
Get your minds out of the
for
gutter.
For fuck's sake.
She could be
sorry.
Talking to a ketchup bottle, as far as we
oh,
know.
Yeah.
That's
my
so
little,
true.
My little niece said asked me something similar because I had a squirt, like a drink.
Oh.
A drink squirt, like, you know.
Are you a squirter?
Sorry, it's just the last time I was here, you asked me what kind of porno I liked. So.
Tentacle porn.
Yeah. Tentacle porn, yeah. We're not going to do that to Jeff because we're just not going to. But yeah, so you guys have a show this
Saturday
with the Grim Tones and Failure Machine.
And it's going to be rad.
With Dust Bowl Salesman.
Yeah.
And
at
if I get
8 p.m., right?
Yeah, 8 p.m. If I get my slide guitar fixed, we'll do a whole jam thing together.
Yeah.
I mean, I better get my slide fixed because it's like half of our set. So
Yeah, get
that.
That
would be rad. So leading up to that, though, everybody should go check out Basha and Sad Giants at Virginia Street Brew House
on
Thursday night, the 25th. Then
I love Basha.
There's just so much going on for Art Town right now. Rolling on the River is happening. And then also this weekend is Pride. So Reno Pride is happening.
That's on Saturday.
It's on Saturday. There's some kickoff parties on Friday night. There's the Pride kickoff party, Drinks and Drag at City Plaza.
Ooh, fun.
So go see some drag queens and take a picture with them in front of my space wheel. That would be rad.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Even I thought that was gay.
It's gay. It's literally gay. Literally the gayest thing you can do on Saturday. On
I wore a red ribbon to the Emmys, okay?
And then Saturday, all during the day, is Northern Nevada Pride. The parade is in the morning at 10 o'clock. So go check that out if you're
God.
Up.
And then, I'm going to go camping. But I swear, while I'm camping, I'm going to be really gay.
Be super gay
be
for
extra,
us, okay?
Be
extra gay.
I'm going to do my best
sure.
to
have I will be at the parade, and I will be there at the festival all day. And then Wiley Savage
is
playing.
You know what's gay is men having sex with each other.
Super gay, Chewy. Yep. Yep.
Okay, Wiley Savage, which
Wiley
is also
Savage.
For a bunch of straight guys. They're pretty gay, too.
They're pretty gay for a bunch of straight guys. Do you have the one?
Oh, yeah, wait, it's in the Reno section, huh? I was like, what was it again? Because it's in the... Where is
the biggest, smallest.
Oh, yeah.
The biggest, smallest plays. That's what I heard.
That's where we are. Thank you, Wiley Savage.
So Wiley Savage is at 7:30 at Picnic.
That's their bass player. He's not from around here.
Yeah, no, he's not. He's from, where did we decide he was from? Poland?
Oh, we found out it was Poland. But if you ask him, he'll just say Europe. I don't know why he doesn't want to
He doesn't want anybody to know he's from Poland. Oh. It's weird. And then, you guys, on Sunday, Whitney Meyer is playing the Midtown Concert Series at Brasserie St. James for free.
Fun.
At 7:30. She's a sweetheart.
That
and
is
she's
so
a,
cool.
She's got a whole bunch of new music. She's going to be playing everything acoustic. It's going to be really fun.
Nice. She's doing a few shows while she's back in Reno.
Yeah, she will be.
That'll be fun.
Yeah. So everybody go see those things this weekend. Next Tuesday, go see Saturday Nights at Jub Jub's. Jub Jub's is like killing it with the shows lately.
Oh, yeah.
They're doing a really good job. And Justin Bieber, who was on our podcast 2 weeks ago.
Funny as fuck.
Oh, my God.
I was like, wait. Okay, so Bieber. Okay.
Bieber.
Caught to me. I was
Justin
like, wait,
Bieber.
What?
In Bieber.
Nice Bieber.
Fucking amazing. Yeah, so that's pretty much what I've got. So you guys should go out and do as many of those things as possible and then report back and tell me how awful they were.
Like, please tell me I'm sitting in the same chair as Justin Bieber.
Your kids would probably hate you. Yeah. No. We're not that cool. We can't get Justin Bieber. All right. Well, do you guys have another song?
Yeah, we can figure something out.
Right. We have something figured out, man. Come on.
I guess we can do it.
If you got one more and that's it?
We can write something on the
two
spot,
more.
You know?
Two more songs.
Two more songs, all right.
Yeah.
Well, we're replacing the slide guitar song, so.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Coming down the rails, gaining speed, heading for the end of line. Don't catch you somewhere on the track between the end and the start of troubled times. Hold your head against mine. Both may be shaken, that's fine. Devil with his broken wings told my angel, no, I'm gonna be something. That was for he knew his place on my shoulder, covered roles he was never meant to play. Tell yourself it's a lie. Living your life in denial. Yeah. Climbing for things you know you'll never want. No. God, you never know your name. God, you never know your name. God, you never know your name. Never worry about hanging your head in judgment shame. Thank you.
Heading down the rails, gaining speed, heading for that end of life. Hey, in your own day, did you realize it's the only way to find the troubled times? Hold your breath, oh, oh mine. See who's not scared of dying. Yes, the high class, low class, just get your work done. Only put your head in class just to blow out the sun. Stepping at a pace like the beat of a drum. Walking through the mile with your britches on fire. God, you never know your name. God, you never know your name. God, you never know your name. Never worry about hanging your head in judgment shame.
What was that about?
Apparently God not knowing what your name is. God, all our songs are pretty dark, aren't they, Jeff?
They are.
They're super dark. I love it.
We can play, I wrote a song about sex, I can play.
We should go out on that note.
What happens, think, like, when you blow your load or whatever? Yeah,
right.
My very first drop. That was me. We were talking about what happens in space. If you know.
Don't be like Chewie where you have to explain it every time.
Oh my God.
It's just hilarious that you never would say that to them.
I never.
You're going to say that to them.
I love that.
All right. So we're going to go ahead and wrap this up. We got places to be and stuff to do.
I love it. Kim, what do you want to say to close out the show?
I just want to say for Dogwater Dick, for myself, Cadillac Kim, for the Reverend Rory Dowd and Nick Ramirez and Chewbacca, life is short and we love you.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Well, I've got an aching, baby, and leaves loving unfulfilled. Need to get myself a moving, baby. Can I tell you lying just so still? Come on over, let's enjoy our time. Come on in, cause it's so warm inside. Feel a charge make us feel so high. Oh, babe, I wanna get the bed, let's please enjoy the ride. Oh, I love the way you move, baby, just like the finest eloquence. Back and forth and give and take, baby, buys ourselves an indulgence. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on over, let's enjoy the time. Come on in, cause it's so warm inside. Feel the charge make us feel so high. Oh, babe, I wanna get the bottle. Let's please enjoy the ride. Please enjoy the ride, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mexico. I wanna ride for a while, baby. Don't think I'll ever let you go. No, I won't let you go. Never, ever, no, no. Come on over, let's enjoy the time. Come on in, cause it's so warm inside. Feel the charge make us feel so high.
That's right.
All right.